11.
And you do that.
Wow.
What'd you have for lunch?
Who's your culture czar? Who's that woman again?
Culture czar.
Holly Berg.
So I'm speaking at the Oregon Cultural Trust 6th anniversary. And I looked up and there she is. So I gave you a big
applause. Well,
I knew that she paddles on me.
Not that you wanted to.
I did something abusive about your leadership on this issue.
Thank you. You're very kind. Hi, how are you?
Good to see you. Did you hear about Sue?
What's that?
Thanks for letting me know.
It's been a joy. The first 90 days, I've worked very hard, and I go whenever I'm at the grocery store, people come up to me and say, "Are you looking forward to getting sworn in next January?" So
it keeps us humble.
One of the things all you're doing is making new dress code.
That's true.
Yeah, I think that's
it's actually
true.
Dan's mom.
It isn't that he dresses better. It just matches better.
Some
nice things on. None of them match. I keep wanting to tell you that during some of your campaigns, you need to dress a little more.
How about like me?
That's a nice coat. Yeah.
That's very fashionable.
Yeah, that's a nice coat.
Thank you.
I like that.
Jeans and maybe blazers or blazers. Or Thank you. If we were in California last week and nobody dressed.
I know.
Really?
Except for Dan's mom, Marjorie
Saltzman takes me to task for my portrait.
Oh, she does. Dan actually
go
see Tony up
at
Estee. Yeah, although there are procedures because it's a land use matter.
Campaigns are expensive.
Yeah.
No, but one or two good suits made for you. If you're like me, I can't
get anything off the racks. But even if we get it done early, we still have to wait till 2:30.
Well, thank you for the encouragement.
But your young body.
I got this one, I think.
Both of them. Ex parte or interest in this. Yeah. Just a clean clarity.
People don't dress up like this.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I admit that's fine. Okay.
I've come to terms with
it.
City Council will come to order for our 2 o'clock meeting. Sue, please call the roll.
Adams.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Leonard.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here. Okay, if you could please read item 1396 and 1397.
1396, consider the proposal of Albert W. Solheim and Chris Bremer and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval of a comprehensive plan map amendment and zoning map amendment for property located at 1734 Northwest 15th Avenue. And item 1397, amend the comprehensive plan map designations and change zoning at 1734 Northwest 15th Avenue at the request of Albert W. Solheim and Chris Bremer.
Okay, so Sylvia, you're going to give us the overview. Do I need to do ex parte? Okay.
Before we begin the hearing, I have several announcements that I'm required to make by virtue of state law. These announcements concern the type of hearing we're having today, the order of testimony, and scope of testimony. First, this is an evidentiary hearing. This means that you may submit new evidence to the council in support of your arguments, which may be in any form, testimony, letters, petitions, slides, photographs, maps, or drawings. Any items you show to the council during your testimony should be given to the council clerk at the end of your testimony to make sure they become a part of the record. Testimony concerning the hearings officer's recommendation will be heard as follows. We'll begin with a staff report by Sylvia Kate from the BDS staff for approximately 10 minutes. Following the staff report, the city council will hear from interested persons in the following order. The applicant will go first and will have 15 minutes to address the council. After the applicant, the council will hear from individuals or organizations who support the applicant's proposal. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak. Next, the council will hear from persons or organizations who oppose the applicant's proposal. And again, each person will have 3 minutes. If there was testimony in opposition to the applicant's proposal, the applicant will have 5 additional minutes to rebut the testimony given in opposition to the proposal. The council may then close the hearing, deliberate, and take a vote on the hearings officer's recommendation. If the vote is a tentative vote, the council will set a future date for the adoption of findings and a final vote on the hearings officer's recommendation. If the council takes a final vote today, that will conclude the matter before the council. And I will note that there are 2 matters for the council to consider today. One is the hearings officer's recommendation, and the second is the ordinance implementing the hearings officer's recommendation. Finally, I'd like to announce several guidelines for those presenting testimony and participating in the hearing. These guidelines are established by the zoning code and state law and are as follows. Any testimony and evidence you present must be directed toward the applicable approval criteria for this land use review or other criteria in the city's comprehensive plan or zoning code that you believe apply to the decision. The BDS staff will identify the applicable approval criteria as part of the staff report to the council. Second, if you fail to raise an issue clearly enough to give the council and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue, you will be precluded from appealing to the Land Use Board of Appeals based on that issue. And that concludes the opening announcements.
Thank you, Catherine. Do any members of council have any ex parte contacts or conflicts of interest they wish to declare?
None.
Okay. Hearing none. Then why don't we bring up Sylvia for the staff presentation.
Good afternoon, Council. I'm Sylvia Kate, the assigned planner for this review. The applicant requests a comprehensive plan map amendment and concurrent zone map amendment to rezone the site from General Industrial 1 to Central Employment with a design overlay. No specific development proposal has been submitted at this time. The subject site is a 6,620 square foot triangular parcel that is surrounded on most sides by EXD zoning. The site is currently zoned IG1, but given the zoning pattern of adjacent parcels, the site is a somewhat anomalous bump out of industrial zoning into the surrounding EXD area. With approval of the proposed changes, there will still remain a slender finger of IG1 zoning. However, that parcel is still within the IG1 zone, is owned by ODOT, and is directly under 2 flyover ramps to the Fremont Bridge. The site has frontage on the west with Northwest 15th Avenue and on the north with Northwest Thurman. It is developed with a 2-story building and associated parking lot. The hearings officer found that the proposal is on balance supportive of the comprehensive plan goals and policies and therefore meets the applicable approval criteria found at 33.810.050 for a comprehensive plan map amendment. With a condition of approval, the proposal also meets the approval criteria found at 33855.050 for zone changes. Therefore, the hearings officer recommends approval of the request and recommends 1 condition of approval based on a Bureau of Environmental Services response to the application. That condition requires sanitary sewer and stormwater upgrades to meet current standards when the site is redeveloped. Now we'll go on a virtual tour of the site. Here we are looking at the existing 2-story building on the site, which is located very close to the flyover ramps leading to the Fremont Bridge.
It's supposed to look like that?
I don't think so. It's had a hard life.
Okay.
Looking southwest from the site, the flyover ramps continue further to the south and southwest. We can see a corner of the brick building that currently houses a Montessori school, which is directly west of the site. This is another view looking south along Northwest 15th Avenue. Again, the flyover ramps of Interstate 405 connecting with the Fremont Bridge are significant structures found in this immediate area. These elevated highway structures are so visually dominant, they are a significant part of the urban development in this portion of the Northwest Plan District. Looking directly west from the site is the brick building that I mentioned a moment ago, which currently houses Child Peace, a Montessori school, and the record will reflect that the principal of that school did write a letter in support of the proposal. This is a view looking directly north along Northwest 15th Avenue towards Thurman Street. Again, the site is to the right in this image. This photo was taken from the ODOT-owned parcel that is immediately adjacent to the site. Again, the elevated interstate ramps leading to and from the Fremont Bridge are a dominant part of the streetscape in this part of Northwest. And this view looking to the northeast of the site shows how those elevated ramps connect to the Fremont Bridge. And again, we see the site and the building, the back corner of the building on the right. With the exception of the ODOT-owned parcel abutting the site to the southeast, the site is surrounded by EXD zoning. The slide shows examples of rehabilitated buildings in the area that have been converted to office uses and other business uses allowed in the EXD zone. This final slide shows four more examples of EXD development in the immediate area proximate to the site. As previously mentioned, the elevated highway ramps are, again, a significant element in the built environment in this area. And finally, I would want to mention that there was another notified property owner who wrote in support of the proposal. That concludes my presentation. If council has any questions, I'll be happy to field them.
Is that new questions?
Is that new software that we're using?
Yes,
that's
it is.
Very impressive. I like that.
Thank you.
That was good. Very nice.
Sylvia, just to be clear, have we received any written or oral opposition to this proposal?
No, it's totally unopposed.
Thank you very much.
Any other question? Thank you, Sylvia. We will now have the applicant. We'll hear from the applicant. Welcome. If you could just give us your name, and you have up to 15 minutes.
Great, thank you.
You're not required to take the whole 15 minutes.
Don't worry, I won't.
No.
For the record, my name is Renee France. My address is 101 Southwest Main Street, Suite 1100, Portland, Oregon, 97204. I'm here this afternoon on behalf of the applicant, and I believe that staff has done a really great job of summarizing the reasons for approval of this request. However, I just want to take a few short moments to emphasize some of the key elements of this application. First, to quote from the hearings officer decision, the proposal in this case makes good planning sense. And that's because, as noted in staff's presentation, the subject site is surrounded by EXD zoning, and therefore the zoning and associated uses on the neighboring properties are inconsistent with the current industrial zoning designation. This is a site that's ideally suited for the zone change and will make the use of the property more compatible with the surrounding properties, which, again, as staff noted, includes the Child Peace Montessori School to the west. Their playground is also located directly north of this site and then surrounding other office and mixed-use development. To emphasize a point, I think it's instructive to consider what the likely outcome would be if we were asking for the reverse application. In other words, if the site were currently zoned EXD and we were requesting the general industrial zone, given the surrounding zoning and surrounding uses, it would be very difficult, if not impossible, to meet the approval criteria and compatibility requirements for such a zone change. So I think when you look at it from that perspective, it highlights the fact that the proposed amendment is consistent with sound planning principles and even necessary for neighborhood compatibility. Second, and as detailed in our written materials, this amendment will help realize the goal for this area expressed in the Northwest District Plan and the North Pearl District Plan that borders the site to the south. Further, it will add a design overlay to this site to ensure that any future redevelopment will be consistent with the desired aesthetic and character of this changing area. For these reasons and for those set forth in our written materials, I respectfully request that you approve the comprehensive plan amendment and the zone change to rezone this property from IG1 to EXD. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Also available today are Chris Bremer from Kittleson, who prepared the transportation impact analysis, as well as the owners of the property. And Commissioner Adams, to answer your question, apparently the awning had been hit by a truck when that picture was taken, and it's since been replaced and repaired.
I know that the owner of this property is very cutting edge and supportive of modern art, so I just wanted to know if perhaps I was seeing some new installation of public art that I was supposed to be impressed by. So I'm just from Newport, Oregon. What do I know?
Not the case this time around.
Thank you, Renee. Any questions? Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Is anybody here to testify in opposition to the proposal or the hearings officer recommendation? Seeing none, I see no need for rebuttal. Any council discussion?
I move that we accept the recommendation.
Second.
Okay, Sue, please call the roll.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye. The hearings officer recommendation is approved. We need a motion now. No, we don't need a motion. We can call the roll on the ordinance to amend the comp plan, ma'am.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Look forward to seeing something exciting. Aye.
Thank you, Sylvia.
Okay, thank you. We have a 2:30 time certain, so we'll reconvene. We'll recess for 10 minutes.
Okay. 2:30 now.
2:30, yes, not 3:30.
I'll be back.